your life? Are you happy about how everything turned out and how, you know, the kind of life you lived?
Oh yeah, my life has changed. When I was already working in the bank there, after how many years that I've been working there, I could buy my kids the things that they like your mom. Then she wants me to, mommy, I want the boots, the boots, the high boots. Oh, and then it's leather. I said, oh, okay. You know, and then she even told her friend, because I bought that to her, not thinking that I could buy that to her, because I work in the bank, and then I had the money to buy, or I had the card to buy. So I bought her that book, and then you know what? She told me, your mom, mommy, this is what she told me. I'm really proud of myself, because I have a mom like you that could buy me what I want, and you surprised me. Because I don't need to ask you what I want. And then when you go home from the bank where you work, stay there, you are passed by members of Macy's or Emporium that I could get your mom whatever they like.
So basically, you aimed all your efforts towards making your kids happy.
Oh, yeah. And I'm proud too that they all grow 5 kids of being a single woman mother. I was really proud of myself because I didn't need to go look for another husband to help me, but I myself and my salary could support them. I mean, but I have to ask the government as a welfare that. Because I really, really need help from the government. Without that, the salary that I'm making is not enough. The time that year, 1975, it's okay already, because my salary kept raising until things change when you get married.
So, now that your kids are older, how do you feel about
them? Oh, I thought now that they're all grown up and then they have all their status, that they get married, the mommy has a nice father that, you know, 18-year-old when we are in Geneva, when they met each other, and then they asked your mother that your dad is going to marry her. So, okay. So they leave and then your mom has Beryl, I think. Beryl is the one, the oldest.
And then
I'm so proud of all my kids. It's been luckily their life when they all get married. George, Edward, Jackie, and Florence, the last. But I get married. I'm really, really lucky being a mother, your grandma, because all my kids have a nice life. They have the house. Your mom has a house where we are staying now. And Uncle George has a house too. Edward doesn't have a house. Lawrence has a house, so it's only Edward and Jackie has no house, but we are still lucky that all of my kids they're all healthy until now. But thank God that he got us all the way until now, that we are strong and still young. I'm old already, but I feel like I'm still young, because all from the God that helped us, because all that, you know.
So now that so to end our interview, is there anything else you want to say?
Interview? Yeah, the interview that I was asked to answer, but I'm glad, I'm happy that I was able to tell One by one, the love that I really had experienced in my life with my kids, growing kids. But I'm still alive, I'm still strong. I might try to give you more life around my kids in a health, nice and healthy life. But they will, you know, encounter all the happiest life in their, you know, age, being a young mother like the Julie. Still they have, you are one of the kids of your mom. And then you are lucky to have your mother like mother now, Julie, because she's a nice mother. You know how to attend to you, healthy life, a nice house that you are living now. That I'm proud of her to have you as a mother. And I'm proud of myself being as a grandmother to be with you now. I'm still strong, and I'm always with your mommy all the time. We go, we always have to, let's go, but I'm happy staying with you as a grandmother.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Bye. Yeah.